This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحابته ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقال تعالى في القرآن المجيد إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور الرحيم. Praise be to Allah. Indeed, all praise is due to Him. We praise Him. We seek His forgiveness, mercy, His guidance. We seek refuge in Allah from the bad insiders as we seek His protection and refuge from our bad deeds. Know then, one who is guided by Allah, they are truly guided. One who is left to go astray will not find a guide or a protector or a helper after that. And I bear witness that there is no God but the one true God, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all that is between them. He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is his slave and messenger. Dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, they fixed this. It's not bobbing up and down. Didn't fix my knees or my old age still. So perhaps I should have left it like that. Dear brother, I do see you waving, and that's why I got stuck. I don't know where I was, because you were waving. And I just asked them to stand up before you walked in and make the... So please... I don't think there's many spaces anyway, so I can't ask them every 2 minutes to stand up and sit close. So, Jazakallah khair anyway. I have done that already. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, brothers and sisters, surely those who declare Allah is our Lord, that is their iman. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا It requires more than that, doesn't it? Not a matter of just the heart and the tongue, but it requires, then they have istiqama. Then the angels descend. Yeah, giving them, تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَاءِ Upon them angels descend. Saying, do not fear, do not grieve. لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ And receive glad tidings of Jannah, that which you have been promised. So, iman and what we declare even from the tongue is not enough. Istiqama is like having a backbone. Istiqama is standing by what we believe in. That's what istiqama is. Yeah. It's therefore not just about what we declare, but what we do after that. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. After saying Alif Lam Mim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do people think that they'll be left alone after they have said, we believe, and they'll not be tested? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Indeed, those who said similarly in the past were tested. Were tested. So to see whom amongst them, Allah would clarify who amongst were truthful and those who were liars. Just lip service. So that this istiqama is to stand by the values and beliefs that we have declared. We call ourselves Muslims, but our life must be a reflection of that. But istiqama is from qiyam, for standing. And perhaps it's always been pertinent, but much more so when the wave of society and its culture and its values are all in the opposite direction. Isn't that right, brothers and sisters? Standing together in a jama'ah, as we're standing here, is much easier than standing as an individual or even as this congregation against a whole society where the wave, like a big wave, is all going in the opposite direction. That requires istiqamah. So I urge you, young and old, brothers and sisters, stand your ground. If we want success and the pleasure of Allah, stand your ground. Don't topple over, because shaitan wants you to topple over. And the wave of the society, and actually now the wave is not only linked with place, as in a physical sense, it's all through social media and through Hollywood and Bollywood movies, isn't it, brothers and sisters? Not armies necessarily turning up, yeah? But the warfare is a warfare of the mind. The mind and the soul. This is shaitan's warfare, brothers and sisters. And the wave of it, you see, the major wave of it, and I'm not surprised with the rest of the waves of it, for why we need istiqamah, backbone, not to be like sheep. Muslims are not sheep. The word Islam is revolutionary. Revolutionary. It's not about just declaring and then following everybody like sheep, but to stand the ground. Everybody else has fallen. For most of it, every other religion, Christianity, majority of it has just fallen to any trend. What's left? So many, even the ones who want to practice Christianity, are frustrated because they followed the desires of people rather than what Allah has ordained. Muslims are the only ones who are standing, or are we just about standing? That's the question you and I have. Yeah. How much istiqamah and bravery do we have? So the way of it, of course, we've always been critical. And we have to be critical from the minbar and in our families as parents. And speak against the drinking of alcohol, of night clubbing, and of taking drugs, of eating khanzir. Yeah? These are all sins for us, are they not? Of extramarital sexual relationship. These are all sins for us. They are clear sins. We've always spoken against them. And where you've stopped speaking against them, and where you've gone quiet about them, then you're in danger of your future generations thinking it's okay. Whereas the society and the way we live in, they made these things the norms. They made them the norms. It is seen as abnormal to not have a boyfriend and a girlfriend. Muslim, Hindu, Sikh, atheist, all, they want it all to be the same. And they made it very much the same. And we've always called it out as a sin. But when we called it a sin, nobody said that we were phobic and spreading hatred, did they? Although we were alcohol phobic and spreading hatred against people drinking alcohol. So to speak and say it's sin, our objective isn't to spread hatred, but to show society what God wants from us. And fundamentally more than that, brothers and sisters, is to call people to believe in the God, the one God, and to worship him. That's la ilaha illallah. Yeah. But when a society on large mass, and you've no doubt seen the surveys that majority of people are not believers in God in this country now, for the first time in its history. Majority. But just because you have a cancel culture, you all know about cancel culture, but the first thing they cancelled in the cancel culture, people forget, is they cancelled God. But God doesn't go away just because you cancelled him. And when God is cancelled, then are you surprised? And am I surprised with what's happening and coming, wave after wave? I am not surprised in the least. Shaitan has taken a hold. And Shaitan will have no limits. Because when God has been cancelled, there's no morality, is there? Who talks about morality? As soon as you mention morality and values of morality, of clean living, not sleeping around, not getting boozed up and having part taking drugs, they say, what's this morality? Because it's all linked with God. It's all linked with God. So we've been calling, quite rightly, these negative things in society sin, to teach ourselves, to protect ourselves with istiqamah and a backbone with our beliefs and values, to stand the ground that we are not swept in the wave of all this. And even when we have been swept, brothers and sisters, and none of us are sinless. True? Whether it's the imam or whether it's the ma'mumin. Yeah, the congregation, none of us are sinless. But the attitude of believers is that of falling into sin, recognizing, accepting it's a sin and doing tawbah afterwards. Turning back to Allah and asking for his forgiveness. Now we have a wave of what's more dangerous is to go into the sin and then justify the sin and say, what sin? Remove the sin. No longer a sin. What's it? It's absolutely fine. She agrees, he agrees. Yeah, it's a free world. Under this hurriya, this freedom, so-called freedom of speech, where they have shut up people who want to mention God and the values that they live by. We have to be very careful what we say, because as soon as we say it now, yeah, we are blamed. Yeah. The irony was, as I've mentioned before, as that these societies go to places like Qatar, where we uphold, I'm not saying Qatar is a perfect Islamic society, no, but the values. To go there and for the footballers, some of them, to hold their hands like that, it's just ironic. That's what we're doing here. Against what? Against that which is in throughout humanity and throughout its history being seen as wrong and evil, even though human beings partook of it. So, now we have strange times that we used to worry about our children in schools 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago, or make sure your children don't join the RE class in school because they're teaching Christianity. We used to worry about that, although I never saw any Muslim child ever become Christian from those RE classes because I used to attend them all the time. In fact, I went to a Christian school, an infant school. Right? So, but we used to worry about that. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want them learning the wrong things. Yeah. Now look what we're facing. Now at 5, 6 years of age, forget religion. Religion won't have a role to play by the time they're finished. Because now, oh, we thought we were facing some strange time when homosexuality is being normalized everywhere and nobody can speak against it. Because otherwise you're homophobic. Yeah. This whole campaign, you have to shake the hands of the people of this campaign and what they've achieved. They've shut us up. We call it the silent majority. It is the silent majority. We're afraid to say anything. So when we say homosexuality is just like having sex outside marriage from the major sins, they said, oh, how can you say it? Is it a sin? Well, I say, actually, for a male and female in a heterosexual relationship to sleep outside marriage together is a sin for us. And you're talking about a homosexual relationship. Before you go there, let's just come back to the basics. We see what you've normalized, drinking alcohol, as a sin. We see taking drugs as a sin. We see the heterosexual relationship outside marriage already as a sin. So obviously we see homosexuality from those as a clear major sin, and there's no difference of opinion. There's no difference, and we're going to teach that to our children in Islam, but we are not teaching hatred and enmity towards these people who claim to be homosexual or practice homosexuality. But we don't want it force-fed down the throats of our children either. Do you? Who's standing your ground? What are we doing about it? Oh, forget that. We thought that was a big issue. Now we've got transgender. At 5 or 6 years of age. Oh, you feel like a girl today, saying to a boy. Oh, you feel like a boy. And you can change whenever you want. It's all okay. Yeah? It's all okay. 5, 6 years of indoctrination going on of our children. Of our children against our wishes. It doesn't matter what you and I have to say. It doesn't matter. It may even be unlawful soon for you to teach them anything different at home because they'll put you in the red book. Yeah. Oh, this child you have to watch because he's talking about God and he's saying that it's not allowed. He's saying he's not going to call him she. The majority having to buckle into. That's the wave. Are you standing up against the wave? And I don't mean revolutionary demonstrations outside, you know, and spreading hatred and saying, no, but if you and I are not going to teach our youth and our children from a young age. I remember a few years ago, somebody came to me and said, oh, you spoke about these kind of things and our children are only 7 or 8. How can you speak about that in khutbah? Well, they're teaching them at 5 or 6, mate. What do you want me to do? Stay quiet? I won't stay quiet. This is the kind of times that we're actually facing. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم إن الله الرحيم استغفر الله استغفر الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد يا الإخوة قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة O you who believe, save yourselves and your families from the fire. Its fuel is human beings and stones. We have a responsibility to save ourselves. For us, number one is not my desires. Number one is Allah. Glory be to Him. Glory be to Him. So what are we able to do about it? Brothers and sisters, one thing is for certain we cannot do, and that is to stay silent. Staying silent is the most dangerous thing to do because staying silent means you're giving chance for indoctrination for everything else all around, the young ones and the older ones in universities and schools. I go into schools. I know what's going on as well. If you haven't realized what's going on, be aware of what's going on. Are you teaching anything different to your children at home? In fact, are you teaching them anything at home? That's what we have to start with. And what are we teaching in the mosque? How much time do we get with them in the mosque compared to what time they're spending in the schools? And after the schools, on the mobile phones that we all love to buy them at a very young age, so they can be... Hardly any children are in contact with their families nowadays anyway. They're always there. In fact, the mum and dad are sitting like that as well. So then the results that are coming, and have already started coming, don't be surprised. But we have to stand our ground. That's what istiqama is about. Having some backbone to safeguard our own values and Islam and future. The most important thing, the life of believers, is our iman and our faith, is it not, brothers and sisters? Everything else can wait. Don't be those who are working day and night for wealth and money and fashion and design and big houses. Yeah? When the children come home and say, and the boy comes home and says to the parents, I want to be a girl today. If it's not already happened in Muslim families, and I assure you it has, it's going to happen more often. What do you expect? Because that's what they're being taught. All around them, that's what's being taught. So somewhere, we have to, without hatred speech, without enmity, we have to call a spade a spade. Isn't that right? This is a sin. What's more dangerous is that they get Muslims or ex-Muslims. And that's an amazing term, isn't it? Ex-Muslim. Why can't you just get rid of the term Muslim from ex? Why do you have to say ex-Muslim? Because it serves a purpose, doesn't it? Yeah? That kind of murtad or renegade wants to destroy Muslim, other Muslims, as they've left as well. That's why they still like the label ex-Muslim with it. So get them to come into schools and say to the children, it's all right, I'm Muslim. You're allowed to be homosexual. You're allowed to be this gender and, yeah, a boy to dress up in a frock and a girl to do this. It's all fine. I'm telling you it's okay. That's it. Do we know that's going on? We hear a little bit. Majority, we don't know that's what's going on. That is more dangerous. Or you have people in limelight who are Muslim, whether in the media or whether in films portrayed, and I don't even know what's going on in the so-called soaps of Britain nowadays, because I know many years ago they brought Muslims in, Sikhs, Hindus and all sorts, to do all sorts to try and show it's all normal. Or to have them in the political field. Yeah, I remember people celebrating. Oh, Pakistani has become First Minister of Scotland. There were some parties going on somewhere as well about that. So nationalism, not realizing what he actually won his vote on. What he stood for and stands for. In fact, I believe the candidate who was standing against him, the Christian lady, I would have voted for her. She had more principles and values standing against abortion, and he stands for abortion being allowed up till birth. Up till birth, a woman can try kill a baby. Never mind what it is at 24 weeks. That's what he stands for. When asked about homosexual marriage, he said, it's just like my marriage. Is it sinful, according to you, First Minister? No, it's not sinful. And I can't change my scripture. This is kufr. I don't call him kafir. The words are kufr. To say that homosexual marriage is the same as heterosexual marriage in Islam is kufr and nothing else. So what are we celebrating? That is more dangerous because they can show us all Muslims, you know. Well, this here's a Muslim, he's your leader, and he's saying it's all right. Tell the youth, he's saying it's all right. And you have Muslims quoting, oh, young people saying, well, he's a Muslim, and he's saying it's all right, so it must be all right. That's much more dangerous. Much more dangerous. These are not the kind these are not the kind of role models that we were actually hoping for. Anyway, it's a long story. I can only give you glimpses of what I feel in the khutbah, and we've run out of time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, fill us with iman, give us istiqamah and strength to stand our ground in a wise way, in a kind way, in a just way, but nevertheless not to shift from those principles which are fixed in the Quran and in the Sunnah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita